6. Good morning and happy Thursday to you. I'm Jenna Barr in for Tammy Martin this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Thank you for joining me, and you can join us in the text line this morning at 850-437-1620 here at News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Yes, we like to inform you about things that are happening locally, and I feel like you can depend on us for that, whether it's for fun, a good old night out, maybe some hot glass cold brew type of event, or maybe getting your kids active like the Create-A-Sphere Summer Camp. Well, who else to tell us than our friends Angela and Molly from First City Arts Center. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
All right. Well, welcome to the panel. And again, if you would like to ask them a question, or if you would like me to text you a link or any information that you kind of miss, you can always catch this on our website in our podcast section at newsradio923.com. But just text in. I can get it right to your phone. It makes it a whole lot easier for you. So over the next 22 minutes or so, ladies, we're going to be talking about, like I mentioned, hot glass cold brew, which is one of my friend Malcolm Ballinger's favorite events of the year. That's coming up, oh my goodness, next week.
Yes, super soon, next Friday.
Oh, we're it's going to be May, like Justin Timberlake says, right? It's going to be May. Yes. So we're almost there. And then, of course, coming up, because as I looked at my calendar this morning, I realized school is almost out, and it feels like, boop, it just went by so fast. But that means summer camps are kicking in. Parents need a place for their kiddos, whether parents are working or kiddos just need a break from the parents, or kiddos want to expand a little bit more and hang out with other kids and learn and grow. Y'all have the Create-A-Sphere Summer Camp, and that's starting May 29th. So again, about a month away. Wow. Okay. So number one, before we get into all the deets for it, how do y'all kind of prepare, like looking back at previous camps and then prepare for the next one to really like maximize the fun or change it up for maybe some returning campers and students? Molly, how do you guys do that?
Yeah, so we definitely try to look at the year before and see what worked and what didn't, what the kids were liking and what they weren't feeling so much. So we've definitely taken our experiences from last year and put it into this year. We have our very fun Paints and Potions class, which is unfortunately full but was super popular last year. That one will be happening.
Is that like
again.
A Harry Potter thing?
It is Harry Potter themed, okay. Yes. The kids love it.
We're fans
for sure. So we have lots of fun themes that the kids really enjoyed last year that I think they're going to enjoy again this year. But we also have some new themes, particularly in our teen camps.
Okay, yeah. So I wanted to, because we know, like, honestly, First City Arts Center has such a great reputation for classes of all ages, from the kiddos who are 4 all the way up to the kiddos who are maybe 64, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
you guys got everything or anything for everybody. But teens now, getting them involved in art. You know, little kids like to get their hands dirty. I can only imagine the paint splatter all over the center after all the kids leave.
Yes.
It's art, right?
It's art.
But the teens, what are some different things that you guys do for the teens?
Okay. Well, this
Angela,
summer,
yeah.
This summer we're going to have a photography workshop. And cameras come in all forms now, so even if you don't have a professional camera, we encourage you to bring your cell phones. We also have a printmaking class, and we are also doing an upcycled book class workshop this summer, which is going to be really fun. All of the themes, even though they are photography and printmaking and upcycled books, will kind of incorporate history. It'll incorporate mixed media also, and just kind of like pushing those boundaries, which we're kind of known for there at First City Arts Center.
Okay, so first to start and make a comment, it seems like whether you become a full-time professional photographer or it's just something that's a hobby or a desire, I don't know, maybe you've noticed it, a lot of people are doing it. They're learning how to use cameras and then have it for whether it's their social media platform or a business or a side hustle for like, you know, social media marketing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it seems like people are kind of really excited to gain that talent. So I think it's a really encouraging thing to have teens start doing that. I met somebody recently who is studying social media marketing and photography for social media at FSU. And she was younger, right? And I thought it like, what? But it just reminded me that that's a huge avenue to so many different opportunities for the future.
Exactly.
So how old are the teens though that kind of start in these camps again?
13 to 18.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. So pretty much about sixth graders to seniors.
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. And then you mentioned the prints. Did you say there was printmaking?
Yes.
So will that be with one of those big machines that y'all use?
We will utilize all different kinds of printmaking formats. Okay. So we'll do some simple printmaking that you can do basically at home with fruits and vegetables. And then we'll also be doing some more just more sophisticated printmaking also. Okay. So yeah, we'll the kids will get to learn like kind of like the history of it, you know, different cultural aspects of it, and also different techniques.
I love it. I think that's really cool. And hey, if you're loving what you're hearing and you would like some information on it, text in this morning to the Pensacola Expert Panel. Good morning. If you're just tuning in, we have Molly and Angela here from First City Arts Center reminding you to get your kiddos, teenagers, pretty much everything from 6 years old up to 18 years old. There's an opportunity for summer camp for the kiddos. Get out there, do something different. Get creative, get those minds working, get them away from those tablets, away from those screens, right? Get them moving a little bit more and get them alongside like-minded peers as well. So if you'd like information, again, 850-437-1620. Molly and Angela are here till about 9:30. So if you have a question other than, do you have summer camps for adults? That was a good one. Thank you for whoever texted that in. And also, yes, I can go ahead and text any link to you as well. Of course, they have a Facebook page, and I believe I follow y'all on Instagram as well.
Yeah,
so you can find them on the social media platforms as well. So we have, like I mentioned, Create a Sphere Summer Camp, May 29th through August the 4th. There's early drop-off and late pickup. Like, it's kind of listed 9 to 4, so that's a decent day.
Yes, it
is. How do you break up and, like, kind of maybe give a little bit of free time to let the brains rest? How do you kind of work out that schedule?
Well, we have a very lovely campus that is very close to a park. And so we encourage our educators to use the entire facility for art making and inspiration. We have the gallery, we have glass blowers, we have wheel throwers on the pottery department. So it's just a very fun atmosphere. And then, of course, there are projects that they're working on.
Oh, yeah.
So it's lots of fun. We encourage going outside and just really taking in the entire campus and enjoying all of the time that they're there. So I think the time really, really flies by.
Oh, I bet. Time does fly when you're having fun. I guess I remember, like, I've never gone to an art camp. I remember I had a birthday party at a local, like, pottery art shop, like a craft making shop, when I was about 9 or 10 years old, I think I remember. And but like a full day of it, I can imagine, is really good though to get those brains working and those creative minds moving. Molly, did you go to like any type of art camp growing up? I mean, you have a love for the arts and for teaching and education. Yeah. So is that something you did?
You know, I didn't go to any art camps growing up. It's definitely something I would have loved had I had the opportunity. Like you, I definitely have been to many birthday parties and pottery studios. There was a really cool bead making place that I went to a lot growing
yes.
up.
I remember ours. It
totally,
was so
yes.
fun. You could go in and get like a bag of beads for, well, this is like 30 years ago, so just bear with me. It was like a bag of beads for 25 cents.
Yeah.
I was always so excited to find a quarter. I love it though.
Yeah.
Because it those core memories that we get to create with kiddos these days, and just how far we've come in different camps. It's more than just going and sleeping on hard bunks and and being away from mom and dad on a stinky lake for a week. You can do things and still go home and hang out with mom and dad or whoever your guardian at night, right? So absolutely. I think it's a really great opportunity. So for more information, to get the pricing, get all the information on teen camps and when to sign up, which one's full, where can we go to get the info and contact y'all?
Yeah, so you can go to our website, which is firstcityart.org. You can get all the info you need on there about all of our classes. And for the person who asked about adult summer camp, we have adult summer camp all year long. Take one of our classes. They're super fun. You will love it. So you can get all of that information at firstcityart.org.
Good job, Molly. I like that little plug for our adults who want to be kids. Yeah, we're always kids at heart, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Always. I also want to interject that for our teens who may not be quite sure they want to take a class or sign up for one of the camps, we also have volunteer opportunities for our young adults who want to maybe they're interested in just honing some skills with how to deal with classroom situations and just kind of have fun, get to play and get to see a lot of different art forms. So we do have volunteer opportunities also, which might look good on some resumes.
I was going to say, I know I met a couple of teens when I was out with friends the other day from Pensacola High, and they were serving at a festival or something for PSC, and they actually even were able to write down for community hours, because I forgot that in high school you have to complete community hours.
Super important.
Something to jot down on the side of your paper for that teenager in your life. Those problem-solving skills help with children. Trust me, when you become a parent, you will be thankful that you did that.
Yes.
but speaking of adults, this is an adult event. So if you are so excited and have been just counting down the days to this, Malcolm Ballinger talks about it often. You can catch more information at downtowncrowd.com. Hot Glass Cold Brew. Again, if you'd like to text in for the info, 437-1620 here at News Radio 92.3. Coming up May 5th. So tell us more for those who are not familiar with Hot Glass Cold Brew.
Yeah, so Hot Glass Cold Brew is one of our signature events. It is a lot of fun. We hold it 3 times a year. So this will actually be the last one until winter. It gets a little too hot in this area.
Yeah, we don't want to.
No. Especially in that glass studio. You don't want to be in there come July.
We need several cold brews to catch up.
Yes. Oh, yes. You sure would. Hot Glass Cold Brew is a really fun showcase of our entire campus. You get to see glass blowing and ceramic demos. We have food trucks. We have live music. We have kids' activities. There is just a ton of stuff going on. And of course, the best part, your admission comes with a handmade glass or ceramic cup that you get to pick out yourself.
That's right.
Yes.
It's like the best part of it.
It is. And there's so many cups out there. I think we have like 600 cups right now.
Whoa.
So you will have quite a few to choose from.
And those
so
are get
the
local
artists to look
cups.
Over them all.
Yes.
Yes. They are all made by local artists that work out at First City. We have both glass and ceramic cups, so you can start a little collection if you've been to a few of our events. And of course, you also get 2 drinks with that as well. So you can enjoy some beer or wine and enjoy your night.
And I totally forgot, forgive me, that it's a family event.
Yes.
You can bring the whole family.
I'm so sorry.
I take it back. That's awesome, because there's like, I forget, one year there was maybe face painting or something.
Yes.
Yeah, we have a whole kids little area. It's super fun. And this one is going to be really fun. Our theme this year has got some pretty cool entertainment.
Yes, we will have some fun stuff going on for the Caribbean Nights theme. So things will be heating up for sure.
Yeah, they'll definitely earn that cold brew, I'll say.
Yes.
So maybe I was going to ask 2 questions. And if you have a question, again, 437-1620. I'm Jenna Barr. Good morning to you. In for Tammy Martin this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel, hanging out with Molly and Angela from First City Art Center, firstcityart.org, for all your info. Also follow them on all the social media platforms as well. All the tickets available for Hot Glass Cold Brew can be found at firstcityart.org as well. But I was going to ask, are we doing local breweries? How is that working?
Yes. Yeah, so Pensacola Bay Brewery is a great partner. They have participated in all of our Hot Glass Cold Brews, and they will be hanging out with us again, serving up some very delicious beers on tap.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, they have a couple of really good ones. Their IPA, it's falling out of my brain, but somebody will text it in and correct me. That's their good one.
I like their wheat beer a lot.
Oh, okay.
Sawgrass, I believe.
Ooh.
Very good.
They do an excellent job. And even just the atmosphere at Pensacola Bay Brewery, even if you don't drink, you just want to sit there and have a seltzer. It's just nice to kind of hang out with locals. Yes. So this is a great event to support them as well as First City Arts Center. And then one more question. Oh, some of the local artists that will be featured, a couple of names we might recognize.
Yes, yeah, so we will have actually a ton of local artists out here. We have a whole art and vendor market that will be happening out in the parking lot area. We also have our First City Arts Center Pottery Guild that will have their own market set up in our McKee Annex. So you can do a ton of Mother's Day shopping, get some gifts.
Yes.
I know the Pottery Guild told me they have price points that even the kids can grab something for mom.
Oh, give them a little bit of cash maybe?
Yes.
We'll be accepting cash. Kids can
go and do that.
Let me tell you, those kind of things, when people set that up for kids to be able to go and learn, you know, the exchange of money and also purchasing for another person, doing the math, all of that, I remember doing that as a kid, and we had a little art event, and local artists or vendors came and set up in our gymnasium, and your parents sent you with money, and I mean, I was little, and you walked around to the table, and you looked, and then you went back. They always were like, don't buy it first, go take a good look, and then come back around and take it. But it taught really good spending skills, as well as that hunt for that perfect gift for someone.
The thoughtfulness, that goes
Angela,
a long way.
I think that's a really good idea. So give your kids some cash and bring them out to this event too. You get something, a little souvenir for yourself. I know a lot of people, like you mentioned, get that free glass with their ticket, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you can get that souvenir as well when you go, and then your kids get to do a little shopping for the next weekend, I believe, for Mother's Day.
I think so, yes.
We're just cruising through time.
We're
in a time machine at this point. 850-437-1620. Good morning. Yes, I'll text you the information, the website right to you. That way you can go to your phone and you can purchase your tickets. So First City Arts Center, if you are not familiar, of course, they are local, right in downtown. What is the name of that? I just drove by you guys yesterday like three times. So
yes, we are over on Guillemard Street.
Guillemard.
Yes.
You have to say it with your hand up in the air, okay? You do the little Italian, even though I think it's French. I don't really know. But I think that little area near the thrift bookstore,
absolutely.
There's the park over there. Great little area down the street from DeLuna Winery and Event Center. So it is local. They have classes all year round. If you can't get your kiddos into, you know, camp, but you have a kiddo having a birthday party.
Oh, yes. We
book
do
them
birthday
for a birthday party. Have an adult birthday party. You
oh.
could probably have wine with that, too, or beer, right?
I'm sure. Yeah.
They do a lot of things. And, of course, they're local artists. We want to support our local art center as well as our local artists who work out of the art center. That's like they're a hub for so many. And then, of course, other than Create-A-Sphere Summer Camp, other than Hot Glass Cold Brew, don't forget we have to mark our calendars. Because before we go back again and just remind you about summer camp, look ahead because they have picked a date for you to pick your perfect pumpkin from the patch. I tried, but I didn't have a word for from with a P. So we've got pumpkin patch. Save the date. I'll let you do the honors of sharing it.
Yes, so Pumpkin Patch will be on October 7th, and the biggest news is that Pumpkin Patch will be back at the First City Arts Center campus.
Woo.
We have actually been at the Wahoo Stadium for the last few years,
wow,
which was amazing and
yes.
awesome, and we are so grateful to them for the considerations that we had to put into place because of COVID. But we are super, super excited to come back to our home this year and to have Pumpkin Patch back at the center, and...
Okay,
I think you guys are going to love it.
That's awesome.
Yes.
So it might be a little bit of a different setup, but of course we'll have you back on Pep Talk as we get closer because come September, they will be here to invite you to the Pumpkin Patch, which again is a huge community favorite. Just like Hot Glass Cold Brew happens throughout the year, this is that one-time big event that everybody looks forward to get their perfect pumpkin, whether you're a collector or not. So save the date, October 7th. It's going to, if we're already in May, pretty much, we're going to be in October in the blink of an eye. Yes. So that means you don't want to wait to book your kids for a birthday party or for the Creative Sphere summer camp, because already, if we're thinking about May, they kick off May 29th. So like Molly and Angela mentioned, there's something for everyone starting at around ages 6.
Yes.
So about kindergarten, first grade. All the way up to our wonderful high schoolers, including seniors. But if they don't or aren't interested in just attending camp, but maybe are looking for community hours or involvement, is it still best to go to firstcityart.org, Angela, for the volunteering part?
Yes, yes. Give us a call or check out our website, email us, and we will definitely make sure that all of your requests and questions are answered.
Okay.
We're really good about calling back right away or emailing you back right away with all the information. But yes, I think our website is the best place to go for the info and to contact us.
Okay, excellent. That's really a great opportunity. Let me see here. Yes, I'll text you. Give me 1 second and I will text you some information as well. So again, the summer camp runs from it's all day, 9 to 4. So it's a great time frame. They have the early drop-off and late pickup as well. So you'll have to talk to them about the pricing and any kind of changes if that works into it. There's all different themes based on weeks. So once you get to the website and take a look, right, you can pick through which week, which theme.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Excellent. And then if you would like to become a member to get that discount, how can we work that? I want to mention that.
Yes. So our memberships start at $50 for individuals. With the membership, you get discounts on classes. So if you take 2 classes, it's paid for the membership.
Wow.
You get discounts on hot glass cold brew tickets and also all of our events.
Okay.
You'll be first to know when registration for things happen. And you get discounts in our retail store also and your clay needs.
Oh, okay. Very cool. So it does pay to be a member. So you can find that out as well. And then if you feel like you might not be able to afford any of the camps or maybe just need a little extra help with it, we've all been there. It's okay. Scholarships are available.
Yes.
So again, please contact them, firstcityart.org, for all the information. Get your kiddos signed up for camp. They love it. My kids are already, "Mom, which weeks are we going to camp this summer?" They asked me 42 times yesterday. So don't let them ask you anymore. Just let them look at the calendar and see where they're going. And then, of course, see when you're going to Hot Glass Cold Brew coming up next week, Friday, May the 5th. Member entry is at 5 p.m. for $25. General admin, where you pay at the gate, is at 6 p.m., $35. So it does pay to be a member. You can sign up this week before Hot Glass Cold Brew. Bring your kids, bring your friends, bring the kids some cash so they can do some shopping. Buy your ticket and then get that handmade glass or ceramic cup, and also get your 2 free drinks, beers or wines, whatever you fancy. So you don't want to miss it. And then, of course, one last thing, pumpkin patch again, Angela, October 7th, right?
October 7th, yes.
We are so excited. And Molly, we are back at the First City Arts Center campus.
We are so excited.
Well, I'm so excited. And thank you so much for joining me this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Molly, Angela. Hope that camp is a blast, and I'll see you at Hot Glass Cold Brew.
All right. Thank you.